Well, they've got it, haven't they? They got it with what is... Oh, you're thinking of TDRS. Yeah, well, TDRS, the first one was launched and didn't really make the right orbit, but because it had got so much fuel on it, because they hadn't taken it off when one of the customers dropped out, they were able to nudge it and sort of gradually boost it up to the right sort of orbit. It was a very good engineering feat. The second TDRS was lost in the Challenger explosion. And so the first payload for the shuttle when it flies again, theoretically on the 18th of February 1988, will be TDRS 2, which was in fact TDRS 3. And eventually they will have another TDRS, so they'll have three of these TDRS, TDERS, Tracking and Data Relay Satellite. But that is a NASA satellite. Now there's also another system of what I call American Molniers, which fly in the semi-synchronous orbit, the highly elliptical orbits. And these are called the SDS system, the Satellite Data System. And the KH-11 spy satellites, which do digital imagery return, and if you come to my talk tonight, I will show you a couple of KH-11 pictures. They communicate through the Satellite Data System satellite over the Arctic back down to the National Reconnaissance Agency in America, I believe. But the Americans don't issue any data on those now. They are part of their very classified mission. But you see, it's very difficult to hide a satellite dish. And there are dishes in the United Kingdom which look to the northwest and look to the northeast. And if you can imagine down here, they'd be looking to the southeast and the southwest. There aren't many geosynchronous satellites to the southeast and southwest of Australia. And likewise, there aren't many geosynchronous satellites to the northeast and northwest of the United Kingdom. So it's very difficult to hide a dish. And if once, see, you can't tell where they are. You can get the AS and the L from that. But we've got a secret station not far from where I live in Cornwall, in my holiday place. And I saw them build it. And I gave a lecture to what was called the RE Symposium. It's the navigating branch of the Royal Air Force. And the head of MI6 was there. And I put up a nice picture on the screen, taken at dusk, of one of these big 85-foot dishes with aircraft warning lights on, and said, this is an interesting thing, and I used a view graph, and I drew a map, and I said, this is Kilcampton Church, and this dish is looking at that direction there, and if you sort of draw a line around here, you can work out the azimuth of that dish. And if you know that it's looking at a geosynchronous satellite, there's only one height it can be over the equator, and a little bit of spherical trigonometry shows you this one is looking at the one over the Indian Ocean, and that's looking at the one at 14 degrees west over the Atlantic. And I sort of beamed at him and said, but I don't think I should have told you that. I believe it's secret. Nothing is secret from me. If I can discover it, how can it be secret?